Kids tested. Celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot and That Guy show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. It is the Hot Girl and That Guy show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
Hey. We're back. Hey. Again. I hate that it just drops so quick there.
What happened?
It just fades real quick. Sorry.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I know. We got to let it play out a little longer.
Yeah, it's our boys.
Sorry.
It's our boys' song.
Sorry, everybody.
I wonder how they're doing.
I talked to Jay briefly the other day because my son decided he wants a mohawk.
Oh.
And so the last day of school, his mom shaved his head into a mohawk, and I sent a picture of it to Jay. He said he was badass.
Oh my goodness.
He said that's badass. So
okay.
That's what we did. It's what we do here. So so how was your almost a week of no Facebook?
A week of no Facebook.
Because I'm pretty sure you started on Sunday.
I did. But yeah, I mean, so it was. I was a day late. Yeah, whatever. Because I think I picked it back up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Fully on Saturday.
Well, that's
right. And it was fine. I actually, what was it like the first few days? You know, when I'm at work and my computer's running and it's slow. You know, what's bad is that we have no patience anymore.
Yeah.
And I think DVRs. And yeah. TiVo has taught us to not have patience, you know, because we now go through the commercials. We don't sit through the commercials anymore.
Yeah.
And I found that since I don't have a DVR, that if a commercial comes up, I'll pull up Facebook and wait for this commercial to be over instead of like getting up and doing the dishes or petting my cat or something.
Getting up and living your life.
Yeah. Or just.
We'll see what
still.
Other people are. I wonder what everybody's having for dinner tonight. Well,
right. Not even changing the channel. I'll just, you know, mute it and open up Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty bad that we don't have enough patience. And I had to jump on. I felt horrible, too. I had to jump on and I had to promote our show.
Yeah.
Because we have two more weekends of our show. And I was like, oh, crap, I got to get on Facebook for that. And then a friend of mine texts me and goes, oh, there's something happening at this other theater. What's happening? And I said, I don't know. And she goes, oh, no, don't get on Facebook. I'll look.
That's amazing.
So then Saturday when I got back on.
You fell off the wagon.
I felt gross, though. You know, it's like when you don't have fast food for a while and then you eat fast food.
I wouldn't know what that is.
Oh,
I wouldn't know what a world without fast food is. But I'm headed in that direction.
Good, good. I am too. And, you know, you go and you eat a heavy meal from Burger King or whatever, and you just sort of feel kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
I felt kind of gross getting on Saturday. And then today I kicked myself because I was busy chatting in the backstage with the other actors.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were chatting, we all had our little Facebooks on, and I thought, no, what the hell is happening? Get off of here. So I'm gonna figure out, like, maybe I'll only use Facebook on the weekends.
Yeah, you can
know
do that. Yeah,
maybe I'll just hop on the weekends. I you know, it's funny is Facebook actually put up a post that said good old Facebook to make fun of their own thing, right? They said that birthday cakes are made for people to be together. They give friends a place to gather and celebrate. But too much cake probably isn't healthy. So birthday cake is a lot like Facebook. And this is from the Facebook page.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So it's like Facebook, like, you know, how do you put it? Like, it's like sugar for the body. You know, it's Facebook is to the mind, really, if you think about it.
It is.
It's pretty bad. So, and there's nothing useful on there. It's brainless. It can't be good for our brains. It can't be, right?
No.
It can't be. So are you kind of staying off of it now too, or
I'm bare minimum with it right now.
Okay. Yeah. And you feel good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've gotten to the point now where I don't even miss it, and I'm like, oh shit, I should check and see how people are doing. And
exactly. So by the end of last week, I was fine. I had kicked my habit, you know. And then Saturday, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hop on and see what's going on. Back. I mean, boy, yeah. Do you fall hard.
Yeah, you fall hard, and then you're just like, you know, you're fucking in a back alley blowing people to use their phone so you can get on Facebook.
So I'm going to do it. I'm just going to designate maybe just the weekends. Well, at least until the show's over, because I have to promote the show again later this week. But
yeah,
I'm going to try. I felt gross when I got on. I just didn't like myself as a human. Facebook is a soul-sucking device.
It is.
Yeah. Does your kid do a lot of his homework and stuff on the computer?
No. He's still pen and pencils. And
oh, God, because my friends, maybe this is like an L.A. thing then. Because my friends were telling me about their kids having to do work on the computers. And my friend called the school and said, my kids aren't allowed to use the computers except for like a certain amount of time during the day, you know, as a treat, you know. So she says.
And then four hours at night is.
Right. Like,
no, fuck no.
No, but they're supposed to do how many hours of work on a computer? And yeah. She's like, no, although. You think about it. I mean, computers are obviously the future of our younger generation. Yeah. So maybe they're supposed to be on it. But to me, I think it takes away all creativity. And I don't know. It feels just terrible. They said something about children's eyes, like their retinas. Oh, I wish I would have pulled the article. But since kids are now so much on the computers and iPads and iPhones, that their retinas are changing early or something. I don't know. It's kind of scary, Chad.
Yeah, we're going to have this, like, cyber genetic kids in the future that just implant Facebook in their eye sockets so they can just look at Facebook all the time.
Yeah, whatever happened to Google Glass, that sort of didn't take off. Yeah,
it didn't.
You know, because that was just a little too creepy.
Yeah, that's way too creepy.
Yeah, I felt like a dirty scumbag when I got back on. So
yeah, no more. I'll tell you what,
I don't need it
now. And to eat up my spare time now that I'm not on Facebook, I filled the void with a new form of technology that is kicking my ass in a good way. I fell into the rabbit hole of this thing called Fitbit.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy one?
I did.
That's awesome.
So now I wear a watch that tells me what a fat ass I am. And it mocks you because it's like I bring it up and it's like, here's your pulse and here's how many steps you've had today, you fat son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
See, like right now I'm going to look at it and say, let's see, I'm way under my goal for today because it's the weekend and I'm not moving around. And my heart rate's gone up since we started doing the show. And now it says that, there it is. It says, keep up the good work, you fat piece of shit.
You know what would be awesome is actually if Fitbit, you could program it to talk to you like that. Because I'm
shit talking. Well, yeah, it's the next best thing, though, because I'm...
Everybody wins a trophy kind of thing. I don't need that kind of encouragement. I need, all right, you fat slob, you didn't walk today. Get your ass up and, you know.
Yeah, I've got, 10 people? 10 out of the 50 people I work with have this. And we do a week. I can't remember what it's called. The work week something.
Yeah, but you guys compete.
Yeah, and we compete to who had the most steps. And, I mean, I got mine Thursday, so I came in last place because it was only half the day Thursday and all day Friday that counted. Right. So I was last place, but I'll kick their ass this week. But I mean, fuck you. I'm in an abandoned mall. Of course I'm going to fucking walk around the mall all day.
Oh, you can grab an iPod or not an iPod. Yeah, like an iPod. Go for a freaking walk and it's awesome.
Yeah, so I do 4 laps around the mall a day and that gives me my goal of steps. And it's good. I mean, it's got me off my ass. I mean, I started every day now I go, there's a school near my house and I walk over there and they've got a little walking trail and I go around the walking trail twice and then come mm-hmm. home. It's about a mile and a half and I'm like right on, you know.
Good for you.
So I'm walking now. I'm walking.
That's awesome.
I'm still fat as fuck, but I'm walking.
No, you can't. Yeah, you know what? If you honestly eat whatever you want at home and stuff, but if you don't eat fast food and you walk, weight is going to fall off.
I know. It just falls off. I'll trip over it and
it
shit.
It falls off. And especially for guys. You guys can lose weight so much easier than we can. And at our age, Chad. Oh,
I know.
At our old age.
Well, it's you know, my coworkers all talking shit about this contest. It is motivating. But, and you know, and a perfect segue. Thank you.
Wow. Good.
Tuesday, I sent you a text message that you sent on your void of the internet.
Yes.
You have to watch this video. And, and you still have to watch it. I'll send you the whole one, but okay. I'll explain it in a minute. But your boy Shia LaBeouf.
Oh God.
He has gone off the rails again, and it is the most beautiful disaster I've ever seen in my life.
I just watched him in that last Indiana Jones movie too, and I'm looking at him going, oh, that's so sad. He's just freaked out.
Let me tell you. Okay.
This can't be as good as a Charlie Sheen rant, though.
Oh, no. It's 1,000 times better.
Oh, goody.
Okay.
Merry Christmas early.
Let me play this first, and then I'll explain what's happening.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you.
I can't contain myself.
Allow me to present to you Shia LaBeouf, life coach. That's not what it's called, but that's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it! Some people dream of success while you're going to wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not going to stop there. No, what are you waiting for? Do it! Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it! If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Wow.
That needs to be my ringtone. Just do it. Just do it.
You're tired of starting over. Stop giving up.
What does he say in the beginning about the dreams? Your dreams are not your dreams.
Yeah, if you don't let your dreams just be dreams.
Just be dreams.
Yeah, just do it. Yesterday you said tomorrow, so just do it.
That's so, what was that from? What's
okay,
he
so
doing?
here's what he's doing. An art college in London for their senior project had the 36 graduates write down a 30-second monologue of 100 words or less, and they gave them all to Shia LaBeouf, and he recorded them all in front of a green screen.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Okay, so he wasn't ranting on his
own. So he was but he's doing his artistic impression of these.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll send you the link to the actual video, cuz it's 30 minutes long.
Oh Jesus.
And it's there, and each one is 30 seconds of him just saying whatever these people wanted him to say. I mean, there's that one's just fucking gold, and that has gone viral beyond belief.
Oh.
And I mean, people have, because it's on a green screen, they yeah. have put him into everything. And there's one that's like a guy in his apartment, and you can hear like muffled Shia yelling outside. And he goes out on his balcony, and it's like probably a fourth floor balcony. And Shia's pacing around on there. And he goes, "Hey, I told you I was going to call the cops." And he goes, "Yesterday you said tomorrow, just do it." And he goes, how did you even get up here? It's impossible. Nothing's impossible. And he's like, "That's it. I'm calling the cops." And he shuts the door. And as he shuts the door, you hear, "Just do it.
Just do it." That's so freaking fantastic. People can be so it is. Smart.
But I'll tell you what, there's one on there that's probably about halfway through, about 16 minutes into it,
mm-hmm.
where he's doing this rant, and it's like it was obviously written by a woman that has just been pushed down because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. And he's doing this rant and is bawling. I mean, just like on cue starts bawling.
Wow.
While he's doing it. I mean, yeah. I mean, as an actress, you would fucking love this whole 30-minute thing. There's somewhere he's like laying on the floor and just has his feet up in front of the camera. There's somewhere he has his back to the camera. There's somewhere he just stands there and breathes and doesn't say a word. For 30 seconds, just him staring down the barrel of the camera, just going.
Oh my God, that's so intimidating. Wow. Like that.
And then there's one where he's sitting on a stool and he says the words to the fucking Willy Wonka song. And he's just like, "Come with me and you'll see a world of pure imagination." You know, and it's just, it's so good. But that one, it's like the Just Do It one is unfucking believable. You have to watch it.
That's pretty awesome.
It is. I've listened to it every morning to start my day.
Oh, really?
Just fucking do it. Yeah.
God, Chad, what do you wake up to?
God damn, it's amazing.
It's frightening.
So anyway, well, with that out of the way.
I like it. Motivational speaker.
Yeah, totally. Great. It's awesome.
Yeah,
Other news. I know we're going to talk about movies in a minute, but
wait, did you say movies? Because you sort of cut out, and I thought you said boobies.
Boobies. I did say boobies. We're going to talk about boobies in a minute. No, we're going to talk about movies or a movie in particular. But first, a movie that's near and dear to our hearts.
Oh,
I want to say that they're going to fuck this up again, but I saw a clip of it, and I actually pulled the audio from it because it's fucking amazing. I was like, no, stop fucking with it. They're re-releasing on Blu-ray the original trilogy of Star Wars leading up to,
I guess.
Yeah, and Disney's got their hand in it now. And evidently, in Empire Strikes Back, there's a new character that they're digitally putting
Mickey
in.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, yeah, they're digitally.
Find the hidden Mickey Mouse in the movie.
Oh, my God. I was so pissed when I heard this. I was like, you fucking kidding me. But well, I'll play this for you. And you tell me what you think. Okay, this is the scene.
Donald Duck's voice.
No, the scene is when Luke is trying to use the Force to pull the X-Wing out of the swamp in Dagobah.
Yes.
Okay, classic scene. You know it, you love it, you've watched it for your entire life. So listen to this and see if you can spot the difference that has been added in. Here it is.
"You'll never get it out now. Some people dream of success while you're going to wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible.
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there.
All right, Uncle, we'll try.
No! What are you waiting for? Do it! Yes, you fucking embraced it! No!
I feel like I'm gonna be sick. Am I gonna be sick?
You want the impossible.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
I had to mute my mic so I could just sit here and laugh and not interrupt what you were saying.
One of the many.
It sounded like it blended beautifully. Yes. I don't know what they look like, but it sounded awesome.
No, they've got
what a
like
smart
the
move of him to do this.
Oh, I know. I mean, he just saved himself from the whole paper bag thing.
He totally did. Oh, that is so freaking funny.
Oh my god, it's so good. You don't
wow.
even know.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. Thank you for saving these just to get my reaction.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to send those to me because yeah. that's pretty damn bitching.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. Okay. I'm exhausted.
Whew. Yeah.
That was so good. You saved the best for last.
I know. I did. I saved that. I dropped that bomb on you. Oh my god, it was so good. Anyway. So
okay. Back to reality.
Back to reality.
I haven't seen any of that on Facebook, by the way.
I know. See?
Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to put it on there.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I do enjoy, you know, seeing what everybody's up to.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was I would just sit there and scroll. Almost as if my brain sort of gave up on reading.
Yeah.
And almost like maybe my eyes just wanted to see pictures and just scroll. That's what I didn't like about it when I was, you know, doing it so much the week before last week. Cause I do enjoy seeing what everybody's up to and shit like this. I would have missed this, but I didn't see it on Facebook yesterday. When I was on it, and I was on it for a long time. So,
you had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. Is it on your Facebook page? Should I pull it
no,
from
it's
there?
Not.
Oh, okay. Okay. We need to share that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that was friggin' brilliant. That was so funny.
Yeah. It's priceless.
God, I'm exhausted. That was like media orgasm.
Yeah. It was great.
Mm hmm. And you're the one that doesn't like to play clips. But boy, when you do, you find some really good ones.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
So we went to a movie, not together.
I know. Isn't that funny? On the same day.
Yep.
But you beat me by like 3 hours.
Yeah, because, you know. There's a 3 hour difference.
So what did we see?
We went and saw Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. Did you see it in 3D?
I did.
Oh, and that must have been a totally different experience.
No, probably not.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get into that. But before we get into this, let me just say right now.
Okay.
Spoilers. We're going to spoil the fuck out of this movie.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
we'll put it right up on Front Street. If you haven't seen Jurassic World yet, stop listening now.
Right.
Not that we can afford to lose any listeners. Stop right? fucking listening. Because we are going to spoil the fuck out of this.
Yes, we are.
Now, not that there's much to spoil.
Right.
And I will say that because I went back and watched today. I watched the full extended, like, last trailer that went up for this.
Uh-huh.
It was the movie.
It almost was, yeah. You're
beginning
right.
to end had the movie. It yeah. showed the helicopter crashing into the top of the aviary.
When, oh, it did.
Yeah, and so when in the movie, when you see the helicopter going to, toward the aviary, yeah. it was like, oh, okay, he's going to fucking crash in the aviary. And did.
That was in the trailer. I don't remember seeing that one. Yeah, and besides, so, in the trailer, you don't know who's in the helicopter. And that scene bummed me out. Because I actually liked that guy.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. I was sad that they killed him. Which I thought was unnecessary, to be honest.
Well, there was a lot of unnecessary death in this one.
There were, yeah. Oh, the Brontosaurus.
Oh, yeah. But the...
I cried. I was so upset by that.
Oh, my God. But the two nuggets they threw us, the two bones they threw us, were not in the trailer, and we'll get to those in a minute.
Okay.
Now...
You tell me how you want
to
do this.
Okay, so let's go back to as close to the beginning as we can.
Uh-huh.
The first view of Jurassic World, which was in the trailer, so it was pretty fucking spectacular. I love the fact that the guy in the control room had a Jurassic Park shirt on.
Yeah, and that's the guy from The New Girl?
Yes.
It took me a minute. Yes, and you knew, okay, good, there's some homage paid to the original.
But it was nothing compared to what was coming later in the movie.
No. And mind you, I didn't see it in 3D.
Yeah. So now, 3D, there were some, it was good,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't spectacular because here's where it fell short.
In 3D. Okay, you're going to talk about 3D.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cinematographer did something that a lot of movies do, and it's have the people in the foreground in focus and the background out of focus.
I didn't even notice.
Okay. And there's a lot of that in the movie when they're like, and one of the scenes was the Brontosaurus scene.
Yeah.
It's focused on the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire and Owen, as they're mm-hmm. sitting over this Brontosaurus, and in the background is completely blurred out. Well, in 3D movies, when you take your glasses off, the background's always blurred out. So you have glasses on, and everything's blurry, and it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, wow.
Did I have a stroke? How come everything's out of focus all of a sudden? And it wasn't every scene. It was just...
That's interesting that they
occasionally.
Didn't. I thought, I don't know how they make 3D movies. I thought it had to be shot a certain way to be a 3D movie and then shot another way to not. But I guess it's all done in post.
Yeah, it's probably all done in post. I would say it's all done in post.
Yeah. But, so in those cases, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know? Did it bother your eyes that it was
No, it just kind of threw me for a loop where I was like, what the? Fuck is going on? Okay. Why is it all blurry all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And I take my glasses off. I was like, no, it's still fucking blurry. Isn't it supposed to be crystal clear with 3D glasses mm-hmm. on? And
aren't you supposed to feel like you're standing right there next to the actor?
Yeah, and you did, except for everything was blurry in the background, which kind of threw it off.
Yeah, well, in the background, if you're standing there with the actor, your background is not blurry.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe the guy was really nearsighted.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm posting that shy.
That's a bummer. Okay.
But,
Sorry,
I just posted one of the raw green screen, just do it thing on our,
On
our page.
On our Facebook page. Yep. Cool.
And then, so you can see the raw green screen one. I'll put the full 30 minute thing on there for everybody. I'll put the Star Wars one on there, and then I've got another one I'm going to put on there just for you.
Thank you.
But
so back to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, back to Jurassic Park. Hang on.
Oh, good my God. God.
Yeah. That was through my headphones, even.
This is Chad trying to multitask.
Multitask while we're doing a fucking show.
Yeah.
Fat piece of shit. great job, you fat piece of shit.
Thanks, Fitbit.
Yeah, thanks, Fitbit. So, the. Well, tell me about what you thought about it. What did you think of the cast?
Oh, I thought the cast was fine. He's hot as can be.
You know what I love about him, Chris Pratt, and I think while we were driving around L.A. when I was out there, there was a billboard for something he was in, and I said, you watch, this guy's going to be huge.
You did say that. He was in that other movie.
Yeah, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that Galaxy
movie. Now, everybody that I know knows him from Parks and Rec. The TV show. Yeah, and I've never watched that show.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about him is he can pull off the action movie stuff.
Yeah.
But he's still got that boy next door goofiness.
Yeah.
To him where he's believable. You know, and I love the line when the line of the movie for me was when they just released the Raptors to go after the new, you know, the new, the bad guy, so to speak. And he rides off on the motorcycle and they're following behind him in the ambulance looking thing.
Yeah.
And the kids like open the little window and they're like, Claire, your boyfriend's a badass. That was the greatest line ever.
Also, when they said, Can we stay with you? And she's like, I'll never let you go again. And they said, no, we mean him. Yeah, he's, I heard a rumor that they are thinking of him as the next Indiana Jones.
Yes, they are.
He would, I think, do just fine.
Yes, he would.
And he's so pretty to look at.
he's easy on the eyes, too.
I mean, I thought the cast was fine because it's really about the CGI dinosaurs.
Yeah,
the opening was very creepy, I have to admit. I enjoyed the opening of the egg and then the eyeball.
Yes. The
egg, you know?
That was cool.
And, I mean, they did a great job in that. Really great job in that. There were some things that I didn't quite understand and I wish they would have explained. And the fact that she ran in high heels the whole time pissed me off.
Stilettos, nonetheless.
Yeah, teeny tiny spindle of a heel. She should have broke those heels off and ran in those. She ran in the jungle. She ran and fell and got back up on slippery wetness. I don't know how she did it without breaking an ankle, to be honest. Well, that would have been her stunt double. But that bothered me to no end that she didn't change her shoes or something.
Yeah.
I mean, and my friend goes, why did they put her in a nurse's outfit for the whole movie? Because she's basically in the same outfit the whole time, and there was just nothing cute about it.
No.
Nothing. So how did you like it when they visited the old park?
Yeah, the old visitor center. I mean, it was... I need to do a little bit of research on this, but whoever wrote it, designed it, whoever made that decision, I want to have their babies. Fuck. Okay, now you're back.
Okay.
Sorry, it dumped you for a minute.
That's nice.
Let's try that line again, because it was funny. Right. It was worth hearing again.
Okay, please do.
Whoever's decision it was to bring the old park into it, was it the writer, the director, whoever's decision it was to go back to the original visitor center, I want to have their babies.
Really?
Oh, my God. That was the first nugget.
Yeah. Well, the T-shirt.
Well, the T-shirt was, that was cool. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah. You know, bitching as fuck. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they walked into and everything was there that you remember.
Oh, yeah. They picked up the Raptors painted on the wall.
Yeah. And they picked up the banner and used it for a torch. You know, I was like, oh my God, they didn't miss any detail. They brought it back. Original, you know, and it was,
did. It's almost like they kept the set and they just let it decay for 10 years and then like, let's film here again, you know?
Yeah, except for it was 22 years.
Oh.
The original came out 22 years ago to the day that this one was released.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was released on the 22nd anniversary. 1993. Let's wrap our heads around that for a minute.
But see, and then the brother turns to the little brother and says, do you still have those matches? And I don't know where the matches came from to begin with.
Well, they were in his fanny pack.
Yeah, but why?
Because he's a nerd.
What? I mean, why would, my mom wouldn't let me carry around matches. And
I know.
And plus he went on an
international flight, got through customs. With Strike Anywhere waterproof matches, nonetheless, because they had already been in the drink at this point.
That's what my friend said, too. She goes, how do those work? They were just sopping wet. Yeah, that was one of those moments that we didn't get. And like, when she was trying to call them when they were in the hamster wheel, as they call it.
Yeah.
And she kept breaking up. You know, my friend goes, text them. Yeah. Little things like that.
Fucking post it on Facebook.
I know.
Instagram that shit.
Seriously, there has to be another way to get. Oh my god.
But.
Yes, but.
I don't remember the pterodactyls fucking eating people in the original.
they didn't have pterodactyls in the original.
Well, they kind of flew over in the original, like when you first saw the big landscape and they were flying overhead. Yeah, but they never fucking attacked people.
in the other one, I think it was the third one, mm-hmm. they did. But also in this one they had Cretan pterodactyls too, if you noticed.
Yeah,
like monster looking ones.
Yeah. And but... now when they when you get the first big reveal of the, you know, chameleon.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name was.
Me neither. Yeah.
Something Rex. But anyway, the hybrid T-Rex. When they first showed it, it was like, okay, obviously it was, what's the big secret here? Obviously they made it with a raptor because it had raptor arms.
Oh, did it? Yeah, it didn't have T-Rex arms.
No, it had full-length arms where he could do some damage and the big talons and stuff. So, you know, and then when the raptors go after it and then they kind of face off and then they start communicating with it and then they turn around and, like, single out Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that was messed up.
And it was... I was waiting for the scene where... And they almost gave it to us. Where he came face to face with it and I thought he was going to try and talk the big one down.
Me too.
And I was like, oh, dude, don't. And right there, I was going to be pissed. I was
like, no,
if he fucking talks this thing down, that's just horse shit.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is going to eat him for lunch with a biscuit and just, you know, it was on the verge of hokey. But then they saved the fucking day when they brought out the real T-Rex.
I know. When he said, we need more teeth, I think I yelled, bring out the T-Rex.
Oh, my God. No, when he said more teeth, and then she got kind of the light bulb went off.
Yep.
And she called into dude with the shirt on and said, you know, open whatever 9. And then she had the flare and she was standing there as the door opened. And I was like, yes, take my money. That's it. I'm going to come back and watch this again and again. Fucking take my money. Take all my money. You know, take my fucking kids' college money. Take it all.
And he chased her like he was supposed to. And again, paying homage to the original.
Yep.
Also, when the kids were in the hamster wheel getting their ass kicked by that predator, mm-hmm. sort of homage to the original with the kids in the truck, if you remember. So they threw a lot of that in, which I was really happy about that. But oh, I squealed for glee when I saw the real T-Rex, and I was very upset if they were going to kill it.
And it was getting close.
Yeah.
Because he was like setting on the ground and, you know.
And then, Velociraptor comes into view and is running, and I was cheering. And
oh, yeah. I mean, I stood up in the theater. I was,
do it! Just do it!
Me and Shia were there just, do it!
You have to keep that one handy. You have to keep it handy, please.
You know, I need to cut it down to multiple clips because when it was laying, when it had T-Rex on the ground, I was like, stop giving up.
Stop giving up. Yeah, exactly. That is so funny. Hey, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, it was so good.
I had a really good time. I called my dad because my dad was like, you know, I like the original. I don't want to go see this one. I actually called him and told him to see it. So, yeah, I enjoyed it out of... How many have there been now?
Four.
Is this the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 2 and 3 sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And this redeemed itself big time.
Absolutely it did.
Even though it was mostly CGI, I think the only ones that weren't were when he was petting the dinosaurs, right? Yep. Remember when he had them in those face cages, the Hannibal Lecter face cages?
Yeah.
And he was petting them. Those were probably practical, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They looked like it. And the big brontosaurus that died, that killed me.
Oh, yeah.
I did not like that at all.
And when they and then they left that and they walk over the ridge there and they're all dead. And it's just,
You know when he's hiding underneath the car in the beginning when the animal first breaks free and he's hiding underneath the car and then the other guy's hiding against the other car and the other car gets tipped over and it hides the other guy. And I thought, they're not going to show us eating the other guy. And then they chomp down on the other guy. And I went, oh, good. Okay. Yeah, this isn't for kids. This is not like Poltergeist 2. Mm-hmm. This is show us eating the guy. I want to see
that. Yeah, I want a flashback of Newman getting eaten in the Port-a-John.
Newman didn't get it in the Port-a-John. It was the other guy that did. The lawyer did. Newman got it in his truck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. But...
And so I was waiting for Goldblum to show up.
Yeah, I was actually waiting for the other guy to show up. Who? The original. And then we left. Yeah. No, the one, the main guy from the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
But when we left, I asked my friend, I said, what did you think? She goes, oh, I like this so much better than the first one. And I said, when did you see the first one? She says, oh, when it first came out. I said, you just don't remember how you felt when you saw the first one.
Exactly.
I remember. That's the kind of person I am. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty nostalgic like that. Emotionally nostalgic. I don't know how you want to call it. I remember loving it.
Yeah.
And I still think the first one's better. Only because of what the feeling it gave me of, actually, this movie sort of, in itself, kind of, what they said about the park. Oh, dinosaurs are old news now, so we have to vamp it up by creating our own dinosaur. When Jurassic Park came out, that was like new.
Yep.
And this isn't, and I think that's why I love the first one so much more, and it had Spielberg's touch to it too. The first one.
Absolutely.
Which makes everything magical.
But the fact that they, oh my God, when T-Rex came out, that was price of admission right there.
Did you know it was going to go that far? I didn't think that they would.
No.
T-Rex out, and then it hit me after they brought him out. I was like, of course you have to bring the T-Rex out. It was the star of the first movie. You have to.
Yeah. And to bring him back as, you know, like kind of the hero of this one.
Yeah, because didn't at the end too.
And I could have done with it. And evidently the most expensive creature they made in this whole thing was not even the main monster.
Oh, yeah.
It had to have been the damn whale thing because they kept recycling that thing.
Oh, you're right. They did. They did.
And it was like, okay, so now we're going to fucking bring it up. And, it, you know, and it was like it as they're fighting and it definitely losing to this new dinosaur. Yeah. I was like, all right, they're close enough to the railing now. Here comes the one out of the water to get him because when they reset him with the pterodactyl and the chick that was supposed to be watching the kids.
I have a whole story behind her, too.
But
yeah, that was pretty awesome, though.
Yeah.
I like that the way that they killed her because the pterodactyls killed somebody in the third one like that, and it was pretty interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, drown it. Well, think about it. That's the only way to kill that other monster.
Yeah.
Is you have to drown it, to be honest.
But it had part fish, part lizard. It's, you know, fucking yeah. Jurassic World 2. It's going to come back out of the water because it fucking is part fish. They even established that early on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was so good.
And, yeah, you know.
Now I got a few weeks.
Poltergeist was such a letdown, but this was.
Yeah, it made it worth it. I've got a month now until I'm going to be sitting in the theater again, and that'll be when I go see Ant-Man.
Yeah, I'll pass on that, but I'll find something else.
You took your son
with you, right?
Yes,
I
did.
What did you think? Oh, did he ever see the original Jurassic Park?
I don't think he did, but I know my daughter's big into it, so she's going to be so jealous. But anyway.
She can go.
I know, she can go.
What did the little old man say?
Oh, he loved it. He was digging it, and I think it was when they set the raptors loose after this thing, and then it kind of bonded with them, and then they all turn around and start attacking the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
He kept jumping, and then at one point he leans over to me. He's like, "This movie's gonna make me pee my pants." I know, and it's such an honest review, you know.
It is. Forget old Siskel and Ebert reviews.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down. No, this movie made me want to pee my pants.
Yeah. You know, we had somebody actually walk by us to go to the bathroom, and my friend goes, "How could he leave right now?" I mean, it was towards the finale.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I know, you just got to hold it. So we give it 2 thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. Right? Definitely. Everybody go see it. If you're listening to this, you've already seen it because otherwise you no need to go see it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, our new ongoing saga here where we spoil movies.
Is that the segment title?
Yeah. Spoilers. That's what the episode's called. Spoilers.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Go.
Yeah. It was good. It was fucking amazing. Bottom line.
We haven't had any stories from Canada.
I know we haven't. It's been a while. I don't think anything bad happened. Let me buzz through real quick since we got a couple minutes here. And I'm already got to edit this down from when Skype dropped out. But
it's a bummer. That's right. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So,
anyway. No, it's just another busy news day up in Canada. Let's see, fire crews are responding to assist a cat that's stuck in a tree.
Oh, well, that's, you need a whole fire crew for that.
Yeah. And meanwhile, forest fire. Now we're off getting a cat out of a tree.
Right. It's been a busy day.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey, remember when... God, these are old. These are like from last time we did.
They shut down their Twitter feed because they don't want us to read them on the air anymore.
Yeah, something like that. Oh my God, this one's priceless, but this is funny.
Oh!
Remember?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, remember when we did the story, a ScamBC story, about the truck that crashed and there were green beans all over the road?
Yeah.
Well, here's one. I don't know why the fire crews are on the scene. But fire crews are on the scene of a truck that lost its load of chicken parts all over the road.
Ew. Okay, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Hey, did I tell you in the last show about the creepy guy that's been going around knocking on people's doors and stuff?
Yes, you did.
Did I tell you that they caught people?
No.
Yeah, okay, so it was last week, I think, I told you that it happened. Yeah. And then they actually caught people who they think it's they call it a knock-knock ring or something. Uh-huh. And they have so far arrested 4 people that have been doing that in Ventura County and Camarillo. And in Camarillo, they did it to an older Asian couple. Uh-huh. And beat almost to death the couple that answered the door.
Oh.
So it's a good thing that the guy next door to me didn't actually unlock the door, but yelled at him through, you know, the door and stuff. And they said that there are more out there, and they've got leads on catching the rest of the people. So hopefully what happened to my neighbor will no longer be an issue.
Yeah.
But to hear that they beat that elderly couple, this couple was like in their 80s.
Oh, that sucks.
And they almost killed them by beating them to death. So, yeah, that's... Ugh. You know, it's scary being a girl.
In Camarillo.
I know, in Camarillo, but... Well, that was fun. I was exhausted after this. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed.
Oh, thank you, Shia.
Yes.
Too, though.
So now you got some stuff to watch on...
I do. Now I got stuff to
watch. On our page.
Thank you.
Excellent. I expect a text or even a phone call from you in about 3 minutes after we finish the show, because I posted Shia motivating Harry Potter.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll watch it.
It's the second one down of the videos I posted.
Thank you.
Shia encourages Harry Potter. Yes.
It just gets better and better.
Yep. So enjoy, everyone.
And everybody can see that stuff on facebook.com/hotgirlthatguy.
That's right. That's where it be.
Shia Walker. Inspirational. Oh, these are awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So I expect your 2 cents on the Harry Potter one.
Okay.
Because it's amazing. Okay. In fact, when we wrap up, I'm going to put it on myself.
Okay.
And watch that one.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. That's it for this week, right?
Yay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Good.
See y'all next week.
See y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.